there would be the official and final signing some other time to come.
Right.
So people were initialing the agreement. Now, you said that previously we have declined from appending our signature to the document. And the reason was that at that time we had very important concerns that were not considered in the document, and we saw it inadequate, and therefore we decided not to append our signature. But following that, we were engaging the mediation and discussing with them these issues, and they promised that all our concerns that we are raising would be taken to the IGAD summit, and then the IGAD summit would look at them and then take the necessary decision regarding those points. So we were asked to put our reservations in writing, which we did, and then these things were taken by the mediation, and because of that, we were now ready to initial the draft agreement, hoping that between now and the time the summit is held, these reservations would have reached the desk. Mm-hmm. Of the IGAD leaders, and also with the hope that when the summit is held, then they will pass that JPEN. The one thing that I want you to know is that this document will be adopted by the summit first, and when they do that, then it is open for the final signature.
Right.
So we believe that the summit will look at our concerns.
Right. So, Doctor, could you just explain what happens to these reservations now that the draft deal has been initialed?
Well, the reservations have been attached because when we signed yesterday, we signed with a prohibition that we are doing so subject to the reservations that we were raising. So they are part now of that draft agreement.
Right. And what for you are the core underlying issues that should be resolved once and for all to resolve the conflict once and for all?
Well, the most burning issue, as you know, is the issue of the 32 states. You remember in 2010, the president came out with a decree that imposed 28 states at that time. And later on they became 32. The problem with that decision was that it was not made after any studies at all. It was not subjected to the normal procedures, because it was a constitutional amendment. So amendments must be done through parliament.
Mm-hmm.
The president has no right to amend the constitution on his own. So that decree took away the land of other people. It grabbed the land of some tribes and gave it to a particular tribe. So creating tension, tribal tension and polarization. In fact, some tribes took up arms to fight because of that order. So what we are saying is that this decree that divided the country to 32 states was illegal, it was illegitimate, and therefore people should go back to the 10 states that were there in the original agreement. Now, during discussions, people said, well, it may be difficult to do that. Why don't we form a committee? Then that committee would look into possibilities. Instead of saying that we go back to 10 states, let us make a committee, and that committee would decide what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the discussion, we agreed on a text of how to to start doing the process of that committee. But then the processes of doing the committee would not be agreed upon. What was the fallback in case the committee does not reach a decision? So it was suggested by some circles that if the committee fails to agree on the number and boundaries of the estates, then people go for a referendum. And that referendum will be done during the pre-transitional period, which is not practical,
right?
Because during the pre-transitional period, people are still refugees, they are still displaced, they are still in the POCs, some are even in diaspora. So it will be difficult for people to do such an exercise.
Mm.
Secondly, also, the people on the government side cannot go to the areas of the opposition. The opposition cannot go to the areas of government. So how can you do an exercise like that if people are not free to campaign for their options? So what we say, this is not practical. We should think of other options. For example, if the committee does not agree, why not give the matter to that? Or if they also, you can say, if the South Sudanese element within the committee cannot agree, then why don't we leave it to the non-South Sudanese, as was the case before in the Gay Boundary Commission. So we thought that there should be possibility to discuss other options. It was rejected at that time, but the mediator in the person of President al-Bashir, after we had refused to, I mean, we have declined to sign or to initial the document, have agreed to take those matters up with the summit of the IGAD leaders.
Right. And now that...
So that is one, mm-hmm. one area of concern. Another area of concern is the constitution making. You know that during the transition, there will be a national constitutional conference to discuss the future of the country and come out with a permanent constitution. What we are saying is that the constitution is belongs to the people, and this is why in all constitutions you'll find that the first line says, we the people of so and so. So it is a document of the people. So it should be the National Constitutional Conference to develop a constitution. Now the government wants to control the process by having a constitutional review. What we are going into is not a constitutional review, it is a constitution making. And also this is one point that there was agreement on. A third point was on the matter of numbers in the agreement. You remember in the previous agreement of 2015, for example,
mm-hmm.
the Council of Ministers were 33, which is 30 ministers and president and two vice president. It made a number of 23. So by then, the quorum of the Council of Ministers was 23 at that time. Now the number has shot up to 41. That means 35 ministers and president and five vice president, 41. It's still... The quorum is still the same as 23. And incidentally, the government alone can make that 23 because they have 20 ministers and a president and two vice presidents. So they can alone form a quorum. This, of course, cannot be accepted.
Right.
So these are mainly the three points.
Mm-hmm. So what happens next now that the deal has been initialed? What should we be expecting?
Well, the deal has been initialed. Then it would be taken to the summit of the heads of IGAD, and that summit will adopt the deal, and then now it will be open for the parties to make the final signature. And we hope that this will take place sometimes next month or early October. We don't know. It is IGAD that will determine the exact time.
Right. So finally, Dr. Lamakol, before I let you go, what message do you have for the people of South Sudan who are listening in right now?
Well, the message I want to give to the people of South Sudan is that they have suffered enough. They have really experienced terrible things since 2013 and again 2016. We are hoping, praying that this is a semi-final phase,
mm-hmm.
To bring this war to an end, in order to usher the country in into a just and lasting peace. So we tell them that the peace is beginning to show its signs, and we hope that the final peace is signed after the IGAD summit, so that they enjoy their normal life, which they have not seen now for more than 5 years.
Right. Dr. Lamakol, thank you so much for speaking to us.